Today's Tuesday, May 21st, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by Netgear Business, the networking choice for AV professionals. For more information, go to netgear.com/AVNation.
Today's Daily Download comes from a State of Control 56. Steve Greenblatt is joined by Rich Ragoza, Bernard Morgan, and Brian McGrogan talking about troubleshooting. Bernard Morgan starts off talking about the value of meeting with your team before a job to troubleshoot more cohesively as a group.
I think that one of the biggest things, too, is the day before, I always try to find out who's my guy I'm working with on site. And that way, me and that person talk about it before I get on site. Because as soon as the programmer shows on site, he gets swarmed. And I think being able to find out who's your guy, and what I mean by who my guy is, who's going to be my guy at the end of the day that we're going to be locked stock together bringing this system up. You know, he has the knowledge of what happened in the field. He knows what the difference between the drawings and in the field. Who's that guy? And getting in touch with that guy the day before and a soft introduction for 20 minutes saves you 10 hours on the back end, because that way you can say, hey, he can tell you kind of where he's at. I can tell him where I'm at and say, hey, let's make up a plan of attack. I know this is what we all talked about 6 months ago, but hearing this, this is where I'm at. Let's come up with items 1, 2, or 3 out the gate. And sometimes let's look to get an easy win. Let's get on base first, right? Let's not try to hit the home run. Let's do the first thing. Let's just get on base. And I think finding that guy the day before and making a couple easy wins to get things started, because you know as soon as you walk into the job site, the programmer is here and it's supposed to turn up in 4 hours and it's really 4 days worth of work. I mean, that's what happens 90% of the time. And I think setting that expectation with the guy you're working with up front kind of gets him at ease, because he knows, okay, I know your plan now. This is not what the plan was 6 months ago, but this is what the plan we're doing tomorrow.
I agree, Bernard, a lot. I think that was actually really good. The you said, let's get that hit and just let's get on base, right? So if we take a look at the simple things that we can get going right away, the things that are very visual that make the client feel like, oh, hey, all the displays are turning on and off, the video routing's working, all this stuff. And then let's get them going on that. And then we'll zero in on the things that we know are a little bit more complex. I like to have a conversation, same thing with my field lead or my lead in QA, and just let them know, hey, here are the things that I have a little bit of concern about. Here are the things that we haven't done before. You know, I have all this stuff done and ready to go, and I know that it's going to work, or, you know, I'm as certain as I can be. But here are the things that I am concerned about, and here are the things that I want to really look at. And one of the things I try to emphasize to people, especially the first time I work with them, is, hey, I wrote the code. I know the way it's supposed to go. So when I punch through a touch panel, you know, I'm hitting buttons in a certain order that makes sense to me. You know, I need somebody with fresh eyes who's going to look at it and hit in a different manner to show me where my bugs are and show me how to correct it.
Yeah, and that's something that I'm glad you brought that up, because that's something we try to do here a lot. You know, we try to say the programmer that actually writes the code, before we do that initial load, let's have another programmer actually look at it, because we know where that rabbit hole is. And if we start testing it, we're going to lead them down the same rabbit hole, because we've looked at the same scenario for the last month. So, you know, we try to always get someone to have a second set of eyes. And the second set of eyes is that the best person who's the second set of eyes is a person that has no idea what you're doing.
Yep.
No
absolutely.
Idea.
I totally, totally agree.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.